How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Mom is in Control, episode 47.
Welcome to Mom is in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Welcome, guys, to the show. You know who I am, Heather Chauvin here. I always like to pull back the curtains on motherhood and life and running a business. And more importantly than that, getting super crystal clear on how amazing it is to do this life work of motherhood. So if you're anything like me, you are an outside of the box thinker and you have a holistic mindset of how can I be better? Do better, work better, make a different impact, but more importantly, reconnect with myself and my children so that I'm not yelling and screwing them up so that maybe their, you know, therapy bill is a little bit cheaper when they get older. So welcome to the podcast. I hope you've been enjoying it. I want you to take a look around. If you're new to the show, there's a few, a few days. I think I only have up to a day 11 on there of the Mom is in Control challenge. Part of that is because I'm perfectly imperfect. And right now I feel like getting the rest of those challenges up on the podcast is not my priority. And I do this because I don't want to burn out. And I also have given tons of valuable information. But to be honest with you, there's only so many hours in the day. And resting, relaxing, and making sure that my body is not going into burnout is more important than going, oh my gosh, I don't have those 11 other podcasts up. My life is going to end. So please be patient with me. They will get up eventually. But if not, welcome. And thank you for being to the here on the show. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So today, I wanted to talk about the process of being courageous enough to live the life that you crave. This is coming up for me because I'm opening the doors. I've already opened the doors to my Mom is in Control Mastermind. The Mastermind is a group of like-minded women that collectively get together and make shit happen in their life. I've been a part of Mastermind groups since I've started my business 6+ years ago. And that was kind of the evolution of like, there is a different way. There is a better way. That when we have mentors and guides, but most importantly, we're surrounding ourselves with people that, you know, we want, like we get jazzed and energized about being around them and they're here to cheer us on and help us through our stuff. And we can also be of service to them. That's where magic happens. So the Mom is in Control Mastermind is actually a group. It's an 8-week intensive program. So every week you're going to be getting a step-by-step kind of training guide on how to help you feel more in control of your emotions, the conscious parenting piece of really understanding your children, how to structure your day and get shit done to be in alignment with how you want to feel. So it's not about do more, do more, do more. It's actually about live smarter, not harder, parent smarter, not harder, and doing that in an energetic way. So you're really connecting to your true source, your true essence, and leading your life from that place. And you're going to be having, one-on-one connection with me as well and the other women, and you'll be getting direct feedback and coaching with me in a small, intimate group of women. So you can check that out at momisincontrol.com/MIIC. That link is in the show notes. But what I wanted to talk about is being courageous enough. So the reason why this has come up is because a lot of women have been applying to the program, and I've seen, I'm yawning. It's like 2:42 p.m. and my kids are going to be home in 30 minutes and I'm totally having my afternoon crash. So anyways, beyond that, a lot of women have been applying for the program. And like I said, I'm not accepting everybody. And I've seen this in and out energy from a few people. And it's like, I want in, I'm terrified. I want in, I'm terrified. This is when you know you're into the good shit. This is when you know that you're in alignment with your purpose. So living a courageous life, living a purposeful life, is about taking action in the direction of your desires. So a perfect example of this. Hi, Ellie. So my Miss Ellie is here with me today, my Burmese Mountain Dog. She likes to come and totally be on my lap every time I'm doing a podcast, which is awesome because she weighs just as much as I do. All right, Ellie, go lay down. Go. I'll be right there. Go, go, go. All right. Love you too. So being courageous enough, Ellie, stop. Go. Love you. Boundaries. Right, guys? Dogs do not have boundaries. I love you. Go sit down. Go. What? All right. Love. What was I saying? Damn dogs. If it's not a dog, it's a kid, right? No wonder why we have no focus or concentration. What? What do you want? Are you hungry? Okay. They're so demanding, these little beings, whether it's a canine or a human. They want you. All right. Yes, go. Ellie, go. Love you. Go. All right, guys, so now that I'm completely off topic, this is real life, right? So being courageous enough. So my point is, when I'm not distracted by life or a dog or vomit or, a wet bed or something, I get back to this space within me. I breathe, even if it's for 5 seconds. And I go, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And then I always head in the direction of my desire. So if my desire is to have a really strong body, I got to work out. Am I going to resist working out? Hell yeah. We're always going to have resistance when we're in alignment with what our true purpose is. Our true purpose, our true desires. You will resist your purpose. This is part of the human conditioning. This is kind of like the purpose of the ego. I don't know why it's there. I don't really care. All I know is that I've totally found the hack for it. That the more you're resisting something that you really crave, that's exactly the direction you need to go in. And this does not only happen for us, this happens for our children. So I'm going to give you a perfect example of how this happened. My son the other day, Logan, the 10-year-old, no, he's 11 now, he's in jiu-jitsu. And he's been bummed out because he changed schools. And because he changed schools, he went down in rank. And they're like, hey, Logan, we're going to give you another rank. So he's been going to his classes and he's every day. He's like, when am I going to get my rank? When am I going to get my rank? I'm like, I don't know, bud. You got to be patient, right? Like, patience is a virtue. You got to practice that. That's the big lesson that's coming up for you right now. Patience. And he doesn't care, right? He's like, Mom, stop freaking coaching me. Like, just let me be a kid. So I'm like, okay, bud. I'm like, just keep going. The other day, he's like, I'm not going, da, da, da. He's getting all mad and pissed off, right? And I'm like, Logan, today is the day you're getting your rank. And he's like, why? It's because you're resisting it to the nines. It's almost like energetically there's something out there in the universe going, today I'm going to give you what you want, so you're going to resist it. It's like, be careful what you wish for, right? So where was I? I had to go teach a class or something, like one of the only nights I was out teaching a class because I don't really typically work at night. Come home and he's like, Mom, look what I got. I got my belt. And I was like, oh, I missed it. And then I was like, Heather, who fucking cares if you missed it? like, be present with this kid and his excitement. So I was like, way to go, Logan. That's awesome. And then I had a chat with him about what we resist will persist and grow bigger, and how when we tap into that resistance, that's the good stuff. That's the juicy bits. And that's exactly where we need to go. And so it just affirmed for me that when resistance is so great, that's when we're just on the brink of awesomeness. So I want you to think about a time in your life where you thought, I do not want to do this. I do not want to do this. I am terrified. I am scared. And you could write a freaking novel about your worry and fear. This happens to me all the time. I hate being on the other side of it, but like as a coach, I hear this from women all the time when they're about to jump into a coaching program with me, or they're applying for the mastermind, or they're, coming to the retreats. Like, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. I jumped. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Why did I wait so long? So I want you to ask yourself, what is it in your life that you have immense amount of resistance to? And you're not resisting it because you can tell. It's not resistance because you're like, I don't like that. It's resistance because, oh my gosh, can I actually have that? It feels expansive and exciting, but also scares the crap out of you. That is the good stuff. I want you to take action. I want you to take the leap. And I want you to send me a private Facebook message. I want you to go into the Facebook group, and I want you to tell me what that leap was that you took. Maybe it was applying for a course. Maybe it was signing up for a spin cycle. Maybe it was registering or signing up for that marathon that you've always wanted to run. Maybe it's wearing that bathing suit in public. Maybe it's taking that class and leaving your house for an hour. Whatever it is, take the leap. Jump into the water. You're not going to die. It's just your fear holding you back. It's just your nervous system doing what it's supposed to do. Because, Mama, I believe in you. And if you can't do it for yourself, we have to do it for our kids. Because when we are in alignment with our purpose, that's exactly how we teach our children to do the same. Energetically, they're showing us where we need to grow, where we need to step up to the plate. So if it scares you, that's a good sign. Implement your tools and your strategies to feel in control of your emotions. That's all I have for you today. Be courageous enough to jump into the water. And then be courageous enough to send me a message and say, Heather, I did it. So all of the links that you need are in the show notes. The Mama's in Control Mastermind Early Bird ends February 6th. The doors will be open until early March. And what else? I have a free talk. Online talk coming up. I'm going to be busting the myths. So it's me riffing on this stuff, but I'm going to be diving way deeper. It's called Thriving Motherhood. So this is a free talk you can sign up for. It starts February 11th, I believe. The dates are on the webpage. The link for that is in the show notes. So it's heatherchauvin.com/thrivingmotherhood. What else do I have coming up? You can join the challenge, whatever. Just check out the show notes. Connect with me. Love your life. Take action. You are so worth it.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable Journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.